Today's daf from Masechet Shavuot, brought to me Ben Chomot Yerushalayim, is daf Chof Gimel, and we're holding at the Halakha Mishnah on daf Chof Beit, Amud Beit. Shvuah Shelo Achal. The guy says, I'm not going to eat, he makes a Shvuah, and he eats and he drinks. Eino Chayav Ela Achat. He's only Chayav once. Now, it's two ways of understanding that. He's only Chayav once, maybe, because he only spoke about not eating, he didn't speak about not drinking, or he's only chayav once because eating and drinking are included in the same shvuah. All of this remains to be seen. If he made a shvuah, shelo ochal v'shelo eshteh, he made separate shvuahs, one benogea achila and one benogea shtia, and he eats and he drinks, ochal v'shata, chayav shtayim, then he would be chayav twice. If he says Shvua Shelo Ochal, and he eats all kinds of different things, so he eats pat made out of chitim, upat sorin, upat kusmim, eno chayav ela achat. No matter what type of grains he uses, it's still a single chiyav. But if he makes a Shvua Shelo Ochal pat chitim, upat sorin, upat kusmim, we see this as a Shvua for every different type of grain independently. Now this, of course, the Gemara has to establish why such a thing would be true. In other words, why would we not view this as simply defining what things he doesn't make a shvuah on? Not that he's making separate shvuahs. Not to mention the fact, I mean, he only said the lashon of shvuah once. All of this needs to be seen as we go along. If a person made a shvuah, shelo eshteh, the same thing is true if the primary shvuah is, I will not drink. And he drinks different kinds of things. Shata mashkin arbe, all types of different liquids. Eino chayav ela achat. But if he specifies, shvuah shelo lo eshteh yayin, shemen, dvash, then he would be chayav al kol achat v'achat separately. Again, for some reason, we're not assuming that he's simply making the list of the single type of shvuah that he wants to accept upon himself. So that if it's coke, he certainly didn't mean to answer it on himself. How is he supposed to say that? I mean, he has to list the things that he is making the shvuah on, right? So why in the world should we view this as separate shvuah just because he mentions yayin, shemen, and dvash separately? Again, this the Gemara is going to have to uncover for us. Shvuah shelo ochal. He swears that he won't eat, and he eats things that are not edible. So achal ochlin she'enan ru'uyin la'achila. Or he drinks liquids that aren't potable. Shata mashkin she'enan ru'uyin l'shtiyah. Patur, because that's not called eating and drinking, as we've already seen. But if he says Shuah shelo ochal, and he eats nevelot, trefot, shkatzim, v'rimasim. So as we saw before, the Tanakhama says chayav, which was very problematic to us, for two reasons. Reason number one is that he's mushbava omer mahar Sinai, that he can't eat these things, and therefore a shvua cannot be chal on something that was already aser. What it seems to be saying over here is that a shvua is chal on something that's aser. That's problem number one. Problem number two is that why would we not view this as similar to he makes a shvua that he won't eat, which does not include eating things that generally he would not view as food. So in the same way that we said before, if he eats ochlin she'enan ru'uyin la'achila, he's potter. Why wouldn't we say that his mind, when he makes a shvua not to eat, also does not include shkatzim rimasim, because he doesn't normally view that as food? So the question, therefore, is why in the world would we say chayav, and yet by afar we would say patur? Now, we've already seen that there are different approaches to these issues. We had the machlokas a number of times already, with Rish Lakish on the one side, Rabbi Yochanan, Rav and Shmuel on the other side, about whether Isur Kolel applies. We've had the discussion of Ravasvar that Shkotzim v'Ramoshim are essentially edible. It's just that there's a lion on them that doesn't let you get to them, as opposed to dirt. All of these svaras we're going to have to examine again, and this time in light of the actual primary Mishnah rather than as the side effects of this Mishnah where we brought it under other circumstances. For by the same token, if a guy says, Konim ishti ne'enet li, ima chalti hayom, his wife accuses him of having eaten up all the donuts. So he makes a shvua. This is because it's Mitzoy Chanukah that we have this stuff. And he makes a shvua that if I ate anything today, then my wife should be osur ba'ana on me. So the halacha over there is that had he eaten nevelot, trefot, shkatzim, v'rimasim, then ishto would indeed be asura, because he said, I didn't eat, and he did eat. So even though perhaps that's not what he would normally eat, these things apparently are called food. And you would think that that would directly affect. We've got some kind of problem of a loose wire in someone's microphone, unless it's coming from our wire. Let's hope not. In the base of Medrash. Just got it again. I don't know, Jared, move a little bit again. No. Can't hear you. This is not really picking up well enough. If you want to use the mic, you'll have to take out the new wireless mic so I can hear everybody perfectly. But we'll do that for the next time, okay? Just got it again. I know it's off, and I just got it again. When you put up that notice, I just got that screech from the audio again. Weird. Move again, Jared. Put up a note. No, this time it's fine. Okay. Just must be my focus on Jared, that's all. It's the jealousy for the surfing this morning, probably. Look at the difference between us.
Rebbe's screen froze, and I think that it might be a glitch in Rebbe's instrument that is causing that screech. Because every time that Rebbe says, oh, there was another screech, Rebbe's picture froze for a moment.
Oh, really? Uh-huh. All right, well, let's hope for the best. Still dependent on Bezek. Sorry? No. No, what you're saying makes more sense. Alrighty, so you would think that this final sentence in the Mishnah would determine once and for all whether we view Shkatzim v'Ramasim as being food. We'll have to look at that in the context of the Gemara as well. Omre p'chia baravin omre shmuel, shua shelo ochal. Guy swears he won't eat, and instead he drinks. He doesn't eat. The halacha is that he's chayev. So that means that the way to understand the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says, eino chayev ela achat, is because eating and drinking are the same shvuah, but not because the drinking part is not usur because of this shvuah. And I know this either from logic, ibayt ema svara, v'ibayt ema kura. So I can know it from a pasuk as well. Ibayt ema svara, because of the way the word is used. If somebody invites someone else, hey, come on in and have something, and he gives him a drink, it would be exactly the same as giving him food. Our girsa is food and drink, but there's another girsa that's a little bit better, as the Rishonim point out, which mentions only drinks. So in other words, people will include under the concept of let's have a bite together for either achilo or shtia. V'bayte makra, or this could be, in fact, a pasuk. Because how do we know shtiya bichlal achila? The Omer Rish Lakish minayin lishtiya shi bichlal achila, shenemar v'akalta lifnei Hashem Elokecha b'makom asher yivchar lishaken shmo sham, ma'asar digancha tiroshcha, tiroshcha means wine. And it says over here, v'akalta lifnei Hashem Elokecha, eat wine, chamras yayinu, so obviously, achila is considered to be as well, including the shtia of wine. Says the Gemara, how can you prove that if it might mean eating the wine as part of an anigron? Now, an anigron was like an alcoholic broth that they would have in the morning, something like our Starbucks coffees, you know. And over there, you would be eating wine, so to speak, because it included the wine, and maybe that's what the pasuk is saying. If you're going to be using your Meiser Sheni money on anything, use it on a nice, hefty anigron. Because the Amar Rabba Bar Shmuel, anigron, with that particular anig, is meant to be Maya de Silky. It's borscht-based, whereas oxigron is Maya de Kulos Shilky. An oxigron is also a type of alcoholic broth, and that's made out of any type of vegetable broth mixed with wine. Did it just do it again, Moshe? Because I just had it again. If it just froze. You know, Akiva, there's a wonderful optical illusion in watching you, which is that the blue in front of your Gemara looks like the water, and the brown looks like the sand. And if I didn't know better, I'd swear you were right at the water's edge. It was coming up to your Gemara with the big blue sky and clouds above you. And you're learning right at the edge, ready to jump in. Tell me that isn't beautiful. Okay. Maybe that's really what's going on. I don't know. I'm close, huh? Okay, so how do you know it doesn't mean that? And then you wouldn't have a raya that drinking wine is called eating. Elom Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, it's a different raya. It says, V'natata ha-kesef b'chol asher taveh nafshecha babakar uvatzon uvayayin uvashechar. So it lists over there food and drink together. Yayin chamrahu, and yet it calls it eat. I don't understand. Why is this any better than the previous pasuk? How do you know it doesn't mean ayyadei anigron here too? It might mean some kind of alcoholic broth. Oh no. The value of this pasuk is that it says not only yayin, but it says uva shechar. Now shechar would mean that it is intoxicating. If the Torah is stipulating intoxication, then it would not work if it's part of a broth. You don't get intoxicated by drinking wine in a broth. Actually, the alcohol evaporates, really. So that would prove that you're actually drinking wine. Well, maybe it means something entirely different. Shechar is not an adjective about what kind of wine. Shechar would mean eating the type of fruit that elephants like to eat when they want to get high. Those of you who are out there in the bush know exactly what I'm talking about. I get that big smile on Akiva's face. And if you eat a Devela Ke'ilit, which has got an awfully high alcohol content because it ferments in the fruit itself, then you get high. But that would be eating. And indeed, the Torah includes Devela Ke'ilit in the Isser of going into the Beit HaMikdash. I think Richie often does this, and he can tell us about it. Not the going into the Beit HaMikdash part, but eating the Devela Ke'ili. Or maybe we should speak to Mika. All right. So therefore, it still wouldn't be a raya, because the yayin could be a broth, and the shechar could be a devela ke'ilit, and there would still be no indication that drinking is considered to be something that is okay to put your money into, and it's called achila if it's meiser sheni, because it says beferish in the brayta, somebody who eats a devela ki ilit, or if he drinks dvash and chalav, which also can get you high by playing with your blood sugar, and you go into the Beit HaMikdash, then you would be chayev for doing avoda, because it would be considered the equivalent of walking in drunk. Answers the Gemara, I'll tell you why. The sheikhar that appears over here in the context of Meiser Sheni is actually part of a Gezerah Shava. It says sheikhar, yain v'sheikhar by a nazir, and it says sheikhar here. Just by the nazir, it certainly does not mean that the nazir is not allowed to eat tevela ke'ilit. It means the nazir is not allowed to drink wine that is mishaker. Afkan, yayin, omar rava. Rava says, well, that's the only way to read the Mishnah, that drinking is part of eating. Afananami tanina. Look, it says over here, shvua shelo ochal v'achal v'shata, eno chayav ela achat. You'd be chayav only one. Now look, if you're going to tell me that the reason that you're chayav only once is because we include drinking in eating, so then it makes sense. The Tana needs to teach us that indeed you're only chayev for one shvua, whether you eat or drink. It's the same shvua. But if you're telling me that really the reason that you're only chayev one is because you only were over on one, namely, you said you wouldn't eat and you ate. As far as the drink is concerned, you never said you wouldn't drink. Maybe that's why you're only chayav one, because the Mishnah is specifically coming to tell you drinking is not included in any. What do you say about that? Well, if that were the pshat in the Mishnah, do you think that the Tana would also say that if you ate and you drove a red sports car on that day, you'd only be chayav one? I mean, would that make sense? If drinking has nothing to do with eating, so then why the heck mention it at all? And you went ahead and you ate, and you also drove a red sports car, and you went to work. Well, who the heck cares about that? So it must be that the reason that it's telling you you're only chayav one is because actually the drinking was also, as opposed to driving your red sports car. And nonetheless, you're only chayav one because it's all included in the same iser. That would be the way to understand it. Now, the Rabbeinu Tam points out the obvious weakness of this, which is that if we are trying to make up our minds about what the din is of shtia vis-a-vis achila, we certainly did not need to make up our minds about what the din is of driving red sports cars vis-a-vis achila. So the Mishnah would still need to address this issue to let us know that shtia is not included in achila. That's not the same thing as teaching the great Chiddush that driving red sports cars aren't included in Achila. Okay, this question stands. But in any event, Rava sees it as being more logical. Whoa. Am only I getting that problem? All right, so I guess you're right. It must be problems in my internet. All right, if it gets worse, I'll just get on my mobile. Okay, so Eli Amrit, if you're going to tell me that shtia is not included in achila, would the Tana have to tell me shvua that I won't eat? And he goes ahead and he eats and he drives his car, or he goes and he's a samalacha. So do I need to know that he's only chayav once? Mi itzrich lashminan. The Eno Chayav Ela Achat? Says Abaye, okay, let's look at it from your point of view, all right? Elamai. Now you're telling me that Shtia is Bichlal Achila, right? Okay, I'd like to see how you justify Ema Seifa. Look at the rest of the Mishnah. Shvu'a Shalo Achal V'Shalo Eshte. And he eats and he drinks. He's Chayav twice. How do you explain that? The moment the guy says, I will not eat, You say he already asered himself in drinking, right? That's what you just said. When he now goes ahead and he adds another shvuah, I will not drink. Excuse me? You can't add one shvuah to another shvuah because you're already mushbah va'omed. So why in this case would you be chayef twice? You already covered achila and shtia. Brilliant question, right? You covered achila and shtia by saying you're not going to eat. Ha-ha! So that means that the very Mishnah that you're claiming is built around the assumption that achila includes shtia goes right ahead and contradicts itself by saying that even if you made a shvuah not to eat, a separate shvuah not to drink would actually be a separate chiyuv. Amar chayav, according to you, let's say, ilu amar shelo eshteh trei zimnit. Let's say he said twice in a row, I will not drink. Would he be chayav twice? Of course not, because a shvuah is not chal on a pre-existing shvuah. Amar le, so Rava said, well, the seifa of the Mishnah, actually, it's talking about that he said first, not shelo. Shelo akal v'shelo eshteh. Actually, the Amar shelo eshteh, the way we had it was wrong. He first said, I won't drink. And when you say you won't drink, that doesn't include you won't eat. And then he said, I won't eat. So over there, the Mishnah says, you're chayef too. But in Akinami, had he said it the other way around, I won't eat, and then he said, I won't drink, with a separate shvuah, he would only be chayev one. That's the way I understand it. Says the Gemara, well, hold on a second. So then the whole Mishnah is messed up, if that's how you're understanding it. Because according to you, we do not need to distinguish a resha and a seifa by telling me that one case he only said, I won't eat, and the other case he said, I won't eat, and I won't drink. But in the other way, I won't drink and I won't eat. You could have said a much bigger chiddush. You could have contrasted two exactly similar cases in the Mishnah and said like this. If he says, I won't eat and I won't drink, he's only chayev one. But if he says, I won't drink, and then he says, I won't eat, then he's chayev two. Now, wouldn't that be a heck of a lot more powerful as a presentation in the Mishnah, the way you're learning? So obviously, the Mishnah does not hold of what you're saying. And in fact, it makes absolutely no difference whether you said, I won't drink and I won't eat, or if you say, I won't eat and you won't drink, which seems to disprove your contention that achila includes shtia. Ha-ha! Let's see that inside. Okay, says the Gemara. What about if, let's say, take it from Rava. Omar le, so Rava says to Abaye, Asim dam b'shelo eshteh, v'hadar am b'shelo ochal. Because over there, shtia is b'chlal achila, yes, ita. But achila b'chlal shtia, no, leta. Really now, says the Gemara. Aval amar shvua shelo ochal v'shelo eshteh. How about if he said it in the other direction? I won't eat and I won't drink. And then he ate and he drank. What would be the din? According to you, he would only be chayev one because the second shvuah wasn't chal. So then why didn't the Mishnah say that case in the Resha? Adatani b'Resha, shavua shlo ochal, v'achal v'shata eno chayev ela achad. It could have said a much bigger chiddush. Listen, it could have said, shvua shlo ochal, v'shelo eshteh, eno chayev ela achad. Now, obviously, kosher came if he only said shvua shelo ochal, but even if he mentioned shtia separately, he would only be chayev one, according to you, because the original shtia, achila, included shtia. And yet the Mishnah chooses to say a much lesser case of chiddush. Doesn't make sense to me. Yeah, says Rav, I guess you're right. Ela liolam kidiktani, you're right. I have to keep the Mishnah the way it said it. But it's a simple explanation. I still stand by my claim that if you say shvua shelo ochal, it includes shtia. The reason that in this case, the separate shvua shelo eshteh is chal anyway, is because by adding after saying shvua shelo ochal, adding the word shvua shelo eshteh, you now make it very clear that your initial intent was indeed to focus only on eating separately from drinking, and therefore the original shvu'ah did not include drinking. So kiva diomer shlo ochal, following it with another shvu'ah shlo eshteh, goli adaite, he now has made it clear that his intent of the word achila initially, the achila diomer, was achila and only achila. Achila gredatayim. Omer Ravashi, look, I can prove it furthermore from the Mishnah, that the din is that achila includes shtiyah, because it says shvu'ah shelo ochal, v'achal ochlin sheinan ru'uyin la'achila, v'shata mashkin sheinan ru'uyin l'shtiyah. Patur, if he eats things that are not edible, but then it goes on to say, or if he drinks liquids that are actually not potable, that he would be potter. But that, what does that mean? If they would be ru'uyin, what would be the din? You would be chayev, even though all you did was drink some tea. Vamai, why would you be chayev if what you said was, I won't eat? So if you say, I won't eat, why are you chayev for drinking tea? Must be that I won't eat includes drinking tea. That's my raya. Well, says the Gemara, I mean, yeah, the way it's written, it's raya, but I mean, the Mishnah doesn't have to come now and spell out every detail. I mean, maybe the case over here was, it's just following the first case. If we don't know it for sure about the first case, maybe it's just saying that he said both things, shvo shlo chal, shvo shlo eshteh. The Tana didn't want to go through the whole rigmarole again. So it says, shvo shlo chal, shlo eshteh, quickly. And then it's coming only to address here the question of whether it's edible materials or not. Now, the Mishnah says, shvo shlo chal, v'achal patritim, pat kusmim, pat sorim, and so on. You'd only be chayev once. Mashenkein, if you listed each one separately, you're chayev on each one separately. I don't understand, says the Gemara. Why in the world would you be chayev on each one separately? Maybe all the guy is trying to do is to define his shvuah. He knows if he says, I swear I won't eat, and so you won't even be able to eat anything. But he doesn't want to make a shvuah that you won't eat anything. Actually, he's very sensitive to gluten, so he's only asering on himself those grains that have gluten. Masha ain't kein, anything else, he wants to make it very clear that he's perfectly happy eating them all day, right? So therefore he spells out, I'm not going to buy any of that wheat, barley, or spelt. Okay, fine. But that's one shvuah. I mean, that's not three separate shvuahs just because he mentioned wheat, barley, and spelt, for God's sake. He had to mention that. What else was he going to do? So maybe all he wants to do is make it clear that other types of grains are not included in the shvuah. Well, I mean, if that's all he wanted to do, why did he talk about pat chitim, pat saorim? All he needed to do is mention the grains, right? He should have said, I won't eat chitim, saorim, or kusmim. They have gluten. I don't know. I mean, wouldn't that be enough? So it's mashbar, he's making separate formal shvuas. I will not eat bread made out of chitim, bread made out of kusmin, and so on, right? No, not right, says the Gemara, because if you say I won't eat wheat or barley, then you might think that all he's doing is saying I'm not going to chew on wheat and barley. So the guy's going, he has a habit of walking through his fields and he picks out the wheat and he puts it in his mouth and he chews it. And he's noticed that he's been getting awfully fat lately just from what he thought was innocent. So he says, I'm not going to do that anymore. Okay. Maybe in order to avoid that implication, he says, no. I am not going to eat bread made out of wheat or barley and so on. Okay, says the Gemara. Even so, he could have said, I'm not going to eat bread made out of chitim, saorim, or kusmim. I mean, why does he have to say, I'm not going to eat bread of chitim, bread of saorim, bread of kusmim? He seems to be formalizing the word shvuah on each one of the objects of the shvuah. So therefore, he's being mechayev himself three separate shavuos. Well, maybe if he said that, he's afraid that it would be understood as, I won't eat pat chitim, and I won't chew on se'orim or kusmim. So se'orim or kusmim lakus. So he had to say, I won't eat bread of A, bread of B, bread of C. Oh, come on, he still could have said, I won't eat bread of A and or B or C. I mean, what does he have to say this formal language of bread of A, bread of B, bread of C? I mean, obviously, the guy is thinking in more formal terms of utilizing the word Shavua to be chal on each one of them separately. So, avilei lemeimar patritim vishal tzorim vishal kusmim. Well, not necessarily. Maybe the reason that he says patritim tzorim and kusmim is because, you know, nowadays it's very popular to have seven grain breads, right? I mean, whatever new fad is out. So he's saying, I'm sick and tired of the higher prices on these phony three-grain breads. I'm not eating bread that's made out of chitim, sorim, and kusmim. So in order to avoid that, he has to clarify, no, I have nothing against three-grain breads, but I don't eat bread made out of chitim or bread made out of sorim or bread made out of kusmim. So, I mean, it still makes perfectly good sense that the guy would be spelling out what he wants. So maybe it's Ayyadei Ta'arovet, you know? Maybe that's all. So then he could have said, all right, I'm not going to eat bread made out of wheat. And for that matter, out of barley. And for that matter, out of spelt. I mean, he could have said, v'chein. I mean, what does he have to say? Pat chitim, pat sorim, pat kusmim, shmamin alechalek. He's going out of his way to make this a separate shvua. Now, the Mishnah continues to say that if he says shvua shelo eshteh, and he drinks many different types of drinks, he's only chayav once, masha enkin. If he spells it out, I'm not going to drink wine and oil and honey, then he's chayav on each one separately. Now here, you can't get away with this pot, pot, pot jazz because he doesn't say pot, pot, pot at all. He mentions cocaine separately. He mentions pot separately. Sorry, but I didn't mean that one. So over here, he just simply says different kinds of liquids, right? So how are you going to explain it over here? So Bishlama Hatam, I understand when we're talking about the idea of the achila. He says pot, pot, pot. Each one is coming to make a separate chiyuv. Mashenkein over here, where he says, I'm not going to drink wine and honey and Coca-Cola, what else is he supposed to say? He doesn't want to say, I don't want to drink at all. He certainly doesn't mind drinking water. So he has to spell out what a shvua is. So why in the world is he chayev separate times for each one? My havelei lemeimar, what else is he supposed to say? He doesn't want to take on a fast from all liquids. He's simply saying he doesn't want to eat unhealthy things. Maybe he's saying, I don't want to eat Coke. I don't want to drink Coke. And I don't want to drink honey. Omrif Papa, it's got to be that the Mishnah is talking about that he actually has a table. In front of him are a cup of Coke and a cup of wine and a cup of honey and a cup of oil. So if that's all he wanted to say, he should have said, I'm making a shvua, I'm not going to drink these. So then I would know that he's only makbid on these. Since he spells it out where he didn't need to spell it out, even though he doesn't use a word, the Mishnah is coming to tell me, by forcing us to recognize that we're dealing with a specific ukimta in the Mishnah, it wants us to recognize that context is just as powerful in defining the nature of the shvua, whether it's a separate shvua, as an extra word is. That's a beautiful chiddush. So therefore, since he should have said, I will not drink these, ayala lomar shvua shlo eshte elu, that means that he can drink water. So why did he have to spell it out? Because he wants to answer each one separately. Says the Gemara, no. He had to spell it out because if he says, I won't drink these, then he was saying, I won't drink these because I think somebody slipped a pill into them. I mean, but I could open up a new bottle of Coke and drink it, right? I mean, you can't refer to these and say that you're going to be usher to drink all of Coke. So v'dilma elu l'delo shatina. If he would have said that, it would mean dafka these bottles. But she'en kein other bottles of Coke, I would drink shatina. Okay, fine. He could have said ela de ama shavua shalosh shatina kigon elu. Okay? I won't drink these kind of things. Is that good enough for you? No. Because maybe what he's saying is, I won't drink these kind of things, but I wouldn't mind drinking the mini bottle of Coke. I just don't drink the big bottle of Coke. So maybe kigon elu means, oh, God, this size, I'll die if I drink this. Give me a smaller bottle. So how do you know that he means he won't drink anything of this type? So maybe he means that kigon elu lo shatino, but, you know, the smaller size, or if the smaller size are on the table, maybe he's saying, you call this a Coke? You either get me a 36-ounce Coke or bust. So maybe buts or miyach or tvei miyach, bring me a big bottle. That I'll drink, but I'm certainly not going to drink this. So that doesn't prove it either. Okay, fine. No, she's not in here, sweetheart. Try the bedroom. Ella kigonda amar shu'a shelo eshte mimin elu. He should have said, I won't drink this type of drink. Okay, but that would still mean, I won't drink this type of drink, but heck, I can't resist these. So don't think I'm going to start drinking Coke from now on. I'll just have this Coke. So even the context doesn't prove that that isn't what he meant. So, I mean, why does the Mishnah jump to conclusions that these are separate shvuos? V'dilma kigon elu, min elu, v'delo shatino. But inu gufayu, I mean, I'm not going to be able to resist the coffee you already poured, shatino. Okay, he still could have said, I'm not going to drink this, and I'm not going to drink anything like it. Okay, if he specifies it in this fashion, the context is mechayev, that he means actually to add separate shavuot. Rav Acha, Bereder of Ika, says, look, the reason that we are mefarish, three instead of one, and not that he's coming to just define what the shavuot is indeed contextual, but it's not contextual the way you said it, that it was sitting on the table, because that gets us involved in all of these things. The case, contextual case could be that a guy is pressing him to come have a drink, right? So they're sitting in a bar, and it's, come on, come on. Now this guy knows every time he sits down with this guy in a bar, he walks out completely unable to stand. So he says to him, Bo v'shteimi, come on, we'll have a little bit of yayin, we'll have a little bit of shemen, we'll have a little bit of dvash. Now, the last time he said that, he ended up drinking down 15 beers and wasn't able to get home. So over there, the guy should have said, listen, I'm not drinking with you, buddy. I'm not drinking with you. Just a shlo v'shteima. Why does he mention separately yayin, shemen, and dvash? Must be that he wants to be mechayev of kol achat v'achat. T'lan hata. Now, the case, now this is a case which on the surface shows similarity, and you might even think that we're talking about the same din of shvua. We're talking about a shvua, but we're not talking about a shvua's bitui here. We're talking about a similar case in shvuat ha-pikadon to shvuat bitui. But shvuat ha-pikadon has completely different din. So remember, if somebody denies that he has something of another person, right? And he says, this guy walks over to him, he says, okay, where's the chitim, the seorim, the kusmim that I deposited with you to watch for me? And the guy says, shvu'a she'en lecha biyadi klum. I don't know what you're talking about. You never deposited anything by me. So then he would only be chayef for one shvu'a, and he's chayev shvua achat. But if he says, I swear you never gave me no chitim, no seorim, no kusmim, there you're chayev on each one of the above separately. And Rav Yochanan says that if it turns out that he has only one pruta worth of deposit, And that one pruta worth is made out of a tziruf of three separate minim. So a little bit of chitim, a little bit of sorim, a little bit of kusmim. It would be mitztarif to the minimum shear of a pruta, which is necessary to be machayev in a shvuat apikadon. You must deny that you have one, at least one pruta's worth that you do have. So now, the question is like this, and we'll see why we're bringing in this here, because of its similarity to our case of chitim, kusmin, and saorin, but really, they're not the same at all, as we will see. So, plegi bar Rav Achil v'Ravina. It's a machlokas, what the second point is over here. When it says you're chayev on each one individually, what does that mean? Chad amar aprati you're mechayev, but aklali lo mechayev. When the Tana says that by saying specifically, you didn't give me any chitim, you didn't give me any sarim, you didn't give me any kusmi, you would be chayev on each one of those minim separately, but on the overall shvua she'en lecha biyadi, that's not considered to be a separate shvua, that you don't have anything, and then you would be chayev for two separate shvuas that you made. Now, this is the reason we bring it here. As opposed to the case with which we started today, which is that if we include the details of shtia in achila, and then we would make a separate shvua on the shtia, the separate shvua would not be chal, because it would already be mushba from the first shvua. That applies only to the case of shvua bitui. But in this case of shvuata pikadon, if a person denies once, I don't have anything of yours, and then would make a separate shvua, I don't have any of your chitim, there is no din of mushba va'omed on shvuas ha'pikadon. Obviously, it's a completely different issue. Each time he makes a shvuat ha'pikadon, he would be chayiv separately. Therefore, the question over here would be, if he said separately, ein lecha biyadi klum, not chitim, not se'orim, not kusmi, is he chayiv separately for the overall shvua, in which he's saying, ein lecha biyadi, and separately on the pratim, where he spells out chitim, se'orim, and kusmi. So this is a machlokas between Rav Acha and Ravina. One says, the shvua she'en lecha biyadi is not a separate shvua, it's the introduction to ein lecha biyadi, the following three things. And therefore you're only chayev on the three things. Mashain came, the other holds, that in fact, if you said you don't have biyadi, that stands as a separate shvua. And if you have a shava pruta, therefore, between it all, then actually it would be included. Chadomar kloli nami mechayev. So therefore, when Rabbi Yochanan said over here, if you have a single pruta that you're mitzaref, he would mean it's mitzaref because of that overall shvua, which subsumes all of the meaning. So, what would be the din in our case, if you said it that way? What would be the din by a shvuas bitoy if you said, shvua shelo ochal, pat chitim, pat sa'orim, and pat kusmim? So over there we said you have three separate shvuas, because you said pat, pat, pat. But do you also have a shvua on saying shvua shelo ochal, just like you would have over here, shvua she'en lecha biyadi? My, oh my Rava, what the heck is wrong with you? Okay, hashta, please, you're not even thinking straight. Over there, by Shvuata Pikadon, you could be chayev separately. You could be chayev separately for the klal and for the prat. Because of Shvuata Pikadon, there's no problem of mushpa va'emed, and each single time, you're chayev separately for making a separate shvua. So over here, you're mechayev aklala and you're mechayev aprata. Because why? Because imishtabava adam ishtaba mechayev tarte. When it comes to shvuat ha-pikadon, if you make a shvua, and then you make the same shvua again, you'd be chayev separately on shvuat ha-pikadon each time. Masha Inkin, In the case over here, where we're talking about Shvuat Pitui, if you're going to tell me that there is a Shvuah Klalit that would include Pat Chitim, Pat Kusmim, Pat Seorim, then you would never be able to be Chayev on the Pat Pat Pat, because it was already included in the first Shvuah, and you would be Mushpava Omeid. So Isakadaitach Ita Biklala, if you consider the original statement of I won't eat to be a general statement, so then aprati amai chayev, isn't it mushbava omeid? And therefore this proves absolutely that we couldn't have raised the question. It's a dumb question. And therefore hachi hashta. This simply clarifies for us a lot of these situations in Shavuos sound very similar when you're dealing with one of the other type of Shavuos, when you're dealing with Shavuos Bitui. And it's important to keep them separate in your mind, both Agabi Tziruf and Agabi the question of Shavuah Chal al HaShavuah. And so I will ask your indulgence for yet one more day of finishing a little bit early, but this does give us a full daf, and it's not only because it's hard for me to talk, but it's also because this next sugya really runs on into the next daf and wouldn't leave us very much to do with Amud Aleph tomorrow. So I figure you wouldn't mind having an Aleph at least with your Anigron. And so with that, we leave you for another wonderful day of play on the South African side, work on the Israeli side. I see that our American side is cut out early already because of work, so I won't even add in Barry. And I wish you all a wonderful day. See you very, very soon. Akiva, you look really serious there. I feel bad, you know, looking so relaxed when you're feeling so completely in the boardroom. Thank you very much. Thank you. Kol tov, everyone. Kol tov, have a wonderful day.